On University of Central Arkansas Week, service learning can benefit marginalized communities. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Leah Horton, lecturer two of biology, discusses one way this was achieved using cooking tools.
Community-based participatory research is well situated to embrace both service learning and mixed methods research approaches to real-world questions that directly impact marginalized communities. Our service learning site, Kanimwe, Rwanda, is comprised of approximately 900 families, many of whom are ethnic Twa. The Twa of Rwanda have been historically marginalized and discriminated against. Many of the original families that were relocated by the government to Kanimwe in 2009 had lived their entire lives in the Gishwati Forest. They had limited contact with other Rwandans and unique social and cultural traditions. Being moved to Kanimwe resulted in a significant lifestyle change, from hunting and gathering to subsistence farming. The purpose of our research was to investigate the quality of life of Kanimwe residents, framed by the capabilities approach, and to work together with the study participants to design and test an alternative cooking method. Initial research collected by study abroad students in Kanimwe showed that 76% of survey participants collected firewood on a daily basis, and more than half of those spent 5 hours or more on the task. Additionally, the majority of Kanimwe residents cooked over an open three-stone fire. Therefore, in conjunction with village leaders, rocket stoves were designed, built, and tested. Data were collected over a period of 4 years. Assessment of qualitative and quantitative data sets showed the study participants experienced multiple capability failures, the rocket stove significantly reduced firewood consumption compared to three-stone fires, the study participants prefer cooking using the rocket stoves, and the study participants reported positive gains in quality of life as a result of the intervention.
That was Leah Horton of Central Arkansas University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.